let's start this conversation with an understanding for a patient. What do you guys do? What do you, Skip, do as a hepatologist? And what do you, David, do as the liver surgeon? How should a patient think of your various roles? Skip?
So these are patients often that are referred to us that have signs of liver failure, often cirrhosis. And so my job is to meet them, assess them. First of all, make sure they're stable and get them stabilized. And then quickly decide, basically two questions. It comes down to just one, do they need a liver transplant evaluation now or soon? And two, are they an appropriate candidate? Not every person can withstand the rigors of a transplant. We take it from there. And then we will follow them for quite a while before the transplant, and we pick them up several months after the transplant.
So before we go on to you, David, let me just ask you, why does a liver fail? What causes cirrhosis? Why would you want to do a transplant in the first place?
So there's sort of a long list of causes of cirrhosis. The more common ones these days, actually, probably the most I see now, something called non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. That's associated with things like diabetes, high blood pressure, being overweight, and it can affect the liver to the point where it develops cirrhosis. There are other causes. People have heard of hepatitis C and hepatitis B. Of course, there's alcohol, and other etiologies would be less common, and they break down to a lot of autoimmune diseases and genetic disorders. But there's a whole list of reasons to get cirrhosis.
And cirrhosis is what?
It's just advanced scarring of the liver. It does not necessarily mean your liver is failing, but I like to say you're on the doorstep of failure, and you need to be monitored.
So if a liver scars, it means it can't regenerate?
Not very well anymore, and that's the problem. So the liver gets to a point, it does regenerate very well up to a point, but when it gets to a cirrhotic point, it doesn't do it very well anymore.
So the liver is trying to repair itself, regenerate, try to repair itself and regenerate, and then at some point it just ends up scarring.
Right, and then it creates other problems for the liver, and it shows signs of failure, and that's when transplant certainly needs to be considered.
So if Dr. Hayashi has seen this person already, Dr. Gerber, when, as the surgeon, do you get admixed into the fray?
So we work very much in tandem in transplant between medical and surgical colleagues. Obviously, Skip and the hepatology team do their job in assessing the patient's liver function and liver disease and progression and the early assessment of if they would need a transplant. Now, to do a transplant, it means major surgery. So we come in, the surgical team, more in a surgical evaluation to complement the existing testing that's been done. In simple words, I say to patients, to make sure you can successfully get through the surgical procedure and have a good recovery.